Ajahn, following your discussions in the days of your game with Ajahn, particularly relating to Nimitta, concept, I have started to think that I don't know what thinking is.
Now you are thinking.
And I wonder if we could talk a little bit about thinking.
Yeah. When it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, then it's thinking. When it's not pavanka, like now.
It seems as if there is thinking all the time, like it seems like there is visible object all the time.
What is so more, the thinking or the visible object?
More thinking.
Mm-hmm.
More thinking.
So we can see that visible object arises in false way because there is thinking in between.
And thinking is also rising and
right,
falling away.
Right, everything. Whatever arises falsely.
So the awareness of thinking seems to be very challenging.
Usually we think that we should or try or have to or whatever to know thinking. But what about understanding? This is the most important thing. Don't think about awareness and when will it arise and where would it be aware of thinking. But at moment of understanding, just begin to understand that there is thinking. And when time comes, when there are conditions for understanding thinking, it can be seeing and then thinking in between. It can be thinking about other things, not follow the object which is seen at all. Like now, anyone can think about other things. So it's very natural, really common as what appears in daily life. No difference.
I believed I understood about thinking, but now I know there is
because you're trying to catch it, to know directly when it arises. But it begins from understanding and detached from wanting to experience it until there are conditions for that moment of understanding it arises.